Jimmy has been cooking at his Mandarin Walk restaurant in suburban Washington, D.C. for many years now. Millions of Americans search out Chinese food every day and find it in thousands upon thousands of small and large Chinese restaurants all over the country. Many of these restaurants are family affairs, like the Mandarin Walk. Jimmy's son Nelson is one of seven family members, his mother, his brother, and sisters, in addition to his father, who operate the restaurant. But Nelson says taking over the family restaurant is not necessarily a part of his future or in the plans of his family.
They want me to work here if I have time to help out, but, you know, they want me to go out and do my own thing, get a good job. That's what they really want. Like, they're only doing this to support me and my brother's education and, you know, stuff like that. Pay the bills so we can, I guess, get a better education and find a good job. And then in the end, we'll be supporting them.
And that is the story of thousands of Chinese families in the United States. We move from the small confines of the Mandarin Walk to the expanse of the Smithsonian American History Museum in Washington, D.C. There in the main entry hall is a showcase exploring the history of Chinese food in America.
It's part of an ongoing project called the Sweet and Sour Initiative, where we're attempting to gather together stories about the Chinese in America through Chinese food and restaurants. We want to be able to talk about the importance of this restaurant experience, this food experience, and how it's meant so much more to the community than just a place to eat, to make money, and to be able to survive and make a living.
Cedric Yeh is the Smithsonian's chairman of Asian and Pacific American Initiatives. He says the exhibit is a lifelong dream for him.
I grew up in a Chinese restaurant, so in the back of my mind, I've always thought about exploring what that meant to the community, to the not just to the Chinese in America, but also to everyone else.
Yeh confirms that the popularity of Chinese food here is unparalleled.
One of the amazing numbers that we discovered working with some of the research we've shown, that there is over 46,000 Chinese restaurants in the United States, and if you threw together all the burger joints, McDonald's, all of us, it wouldn't come up to a fraction of that. It's amazing, because if you think of those on every street corner, which I seem to do, the very fact that that's not even anywhere close, it's just a fraction of the number of Chinese restaurants, is amazing. That number should speak for itself, that you can't have that level of sustainability unless people are clearly, they find it to be a part of their lives.
But don't think that ordering Chinese food in the United States will be the same as ordering dinner in Asia.
Chinese restaurants and foods that we've all grown to love here in America is very much an American food now. It might be called Chinese food, but it's as, you know, I would say an American staple.
Part of the exhibit, says Yeh, is a fortune cookie machine. That is a staple of a Chinese meal here. A cookie at the end of the meal containing a slip of paper with a prediction of your future printed on it.
The fortune cookie is an iconic symbol in America for Chinese food. The story here is that it is not Chinese. It's an American invention. Now, it's influenced by Eastern flavors. There are fortune cookie-like materials in both Japan and in China, but the fortune cookie as we know it here in America, that was invented, so to speak, here.
So what has accounted for the popularity of Chinese food in the United States?
It was always cheap, first of all. The people who were selling it kept it affordable. Now, I don't mean like it was cheap as in shoddy, but it was affordable for various reasons. But that helped keep its place within the everyday choices that people had. Even if you didn't like the folks, you'd go and eat there because they offered you a good deal. Now, the other was the sense of exoticism. I think as a simple way, those two factors added together created an almost irresistible pull for many Americans. They wanted a sense of the exotic, a journey to a place where they thought that they were experiencing for the first time the Chinese culture, the foreignness of it. And I think that appealed to a lot of people.
Ira Melman, VOA News, Washington.